We begin by Ezer Shemiz Baruch, Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Simen Samach Aleph, Sivav. Have Maspal Al Sha'avar. If somebody damns what was, Kigan Shema Kol Tzvacha Be'ir. If somebody heard that there was a calamity in the city, V'ami Yiratza Shleihei Kol Zemitach Be'si, I damned Hashem that shouldn't come from my home. V'shishter Ishtem Uberis, his wife, was pregnant. Lacha Ba'im Yoim Libura, after she's ready, pregnant for 40 days, Mispal of Omer, Yiratza and Shetela Ishti Zachar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that I should have a boy. At that point, it is too late because the gender of the child has already been determined. Harezat Filoshov, Kamasha Hoya Hoya, what was already is already. Avatacha Boim Yoim Mal Filosoi, before 40 days were up, his Tfila could still help. After 40 days, he should daven. The child should be healthy. He should be good. He should excel. And of course, a person always has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the wonderful things he does on our behalf. Somebody comes to measure his warehouse, his grain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring bracha into this measure. But he should say without the Shem Hashem. If he first measured and then he was mispalo, hareza tfilashov. It's too late. Shana bracha mitzuya. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings bracha el b'dava samim an ayin, something that we don't see. And davening, after you already saw it, is too late. Sifches mishnas b'noi bar mitzvah. Somebody whose son becomes bar mitzvah, k'sh'olul Torah par mishayna, when he gets an aliyah the first time, lach sheberich bracha achayna sefer Torah, after he said the bracha on the sefer Torah, the second bracha after the aliyah, v'varach ava oimim bracha ato Hashem alkenu melech olam, however, the main reason for this bracha is that till now, a father is responsible for what his son does, and if he didn't educate him and train him properly, it becomes the father's responsibility, but now becomes the son's responsibility. Others say just the opposite, that till a boy is 13 years old, if the father does something wrong, the child could end up suffering because of that. But at this point, everybody's on their own, and that's why the father says, I'm giving a bracha that my child should not be responsible for me anymore. And therefore, if somebody is raising an adopted child, he should also make the bracha, because certainly the main reason is because we have the obligation of educating them, and that obligation applies to adopted children as well. If a child unfortunately doesn't have his father, a grandfather should mold the bracha. The best time to make this bracha, as the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch says, is by an aliyah. And the best is to do it the first aliyah after the bar mitzvah. However, if somebody wants to wait for Shabbos, then he could wait for Shabbos. The halacha is he should do it by aliyah, but the best is, of course, to do it within 30 days of the bar mitzvah. If one lives in a place where he won't have an aliyah within 30 days of the bar mitzvah, then those who could suggest that you can make the bracha at the Sudas mitzvah, at the Suda of the bar mitzvah. And the halacha also is that we can make the bracha without the boy being there. And l'chatchila, the bracha, if it's not being said by an aliyah, should still be said in front of 10 adults. Our minig is, like the Ramah says, that we don't make this bracha with Shem HaMalkus, and because of that, we don't say Amen afterwards. And therefore, the Shaar Ephraim says, only someone who has a specific minig that they say this bracha with Shem HaMalkus should do so, otherwise not. The mitzvah to make a suda on the day after bar mitzvah, the day that he enters the 14th year of his life. But if the boy is saying a dvar Torah, have a sudas mitzvah, it becomes a sudas mitzvah. I feel anybody to yom, even if it's not on the day of the bar mitzvah. Sif tesim hoysat sirus gishomim. If there was a drought, I feel ben masein usha gishomim titiriv ena tzorim kolkach. Even though where we live, it typically does rain. Im irish netza kolkach. If there was such a drought, until it's really causing such problems, ask shorter geshamim when the rain does fall. Em yarder kolkach, the rubber alerts, if there's so much rain, shemalu habuus min amotor, the pounding of the rain is so significant that the rain jumps up because of the puddles that already exist from the rain. Volkanzu kazu, and the rain that comes down is greeted by the rain that's jumping up. Then we make a bracha for that blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought to us when we had a drought to bring us rain. And what is the bracha? It says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Sof Yud. Mevarech, exactly what is the nusach of bracha? Emele Soda, if he doesn't own a field, for every drop of rain, if we continue saying Kamosha Vabrechas Nishmas, if he has a field with partnership with someone else, then the proper bracha is a toiva meitiv. If he doesn't have any Jewish partners, even though he has a family, then now we'll have panosa v'varch shachyonu. U'brechas toiva v'varch shachyonu. You make these brachas, even though you didn't see the rain, as long as you know, that bracha that we just learned about, only someone who actually sees the rain makes the bracha. We just learned about the sudas bar mitzvah, and the minig is at the sudas bar mitzvah that the boy who's bar mitzvah, as we just learned, the sudas bar mitzvahs on his birthday, he should be the one to lead Birchas HaMazon. It's his first opportunity to lead the Birchas HaMazon. And he should say Birchas HaMazon al HaKais. And I saw a beautiful vart from the Belzer Rebbe. The Belzer Rebbe indicated that he was once at a bar mitzvah, and as we just said, the custom is the Bochar bar mitzvah leads the benching al HaKais. And the Rebbe told this boy that he should drink the whole cup. And it was late at night, and he's a young boy, and the wine was quite strong. And they asked him, why are you doing that? Isn't it adequate if he drinks just some of the cup and other people fill in the rest? So the Belzer Rebbe answered with a question. It says, the Pnei Yeshua asks, we know that there was an incredible miracle of Hanukkah, where there was no oil, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them and find one pitcher of oil with the nace of Hanukkah that we all are so very familiar. So he asked, the halacha is tumah hutra b'tzibur. If everybody is tumay, or most of the community is tumay, then you could do the avoda b'tumah. So the question that was asked was that even if most of Klal Yisrael is tumay, we could bring the oil that's tumay. Why was it necessary to have such an incredible miracle, the Neis Chanukah? So the Belzer Rebbe answered, because this was represented the inauguration of the Menorah, the reinauguration of the Menorah. He says, when we want to do something for the first time, we don't want to do it anything but perfect. So yes, we could have lit with Tamei oil, and halachically it would be acceptable. But that's not the way a mitzvah is performed. A mitzvah is performed, especially the first time, with perfection. And that's why when this boy, as he attends his sudas bar mitzvah, he should be doing the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon al HaKais in the best way possible. The best way possible is by drinking the cup of wine, not relying on any other heterim. Simon Samach Beis, Hilchas Masamata, Ubayyad Chesifim. I saw that we know Hilchas Masamata, as we're about to learn, the lochas of business, the lochas of honesty in business. So it's interesting that this simon in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has 18 seifim, chai. If somebody wants to have life, the way he should he gets life is by being honest in all of his business affairs. Sif Aleph, Tzorch Lizor Ma'oid Shloi L'Hernes As Chaveroi. One has to be very careful not to cheat anybody. V'kol Aman As Chaveroi. Anyone who cheats somebody else, Ben Shoich Ma'oich Aman As Alekech, whether it's the seller doing so to the buyer, Ben Shalekech Ma'anas Amoicha, or the buyer to the seller, Oiva Balav. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'chisimka Memkala Misecha, if you sell something to someone else, or Konamiyana Misecha, you buy from someone else, Al Toinu Ishas Achav. Then you have to be very careful not to cheat someone else. V'ya Shaila Rishayna, and this is the first question, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Shashayla Sa'odam, V'shah Shemachnissim Sa'aladin. After a person leaves the world, the first question they ask him is Nasasov and Nasatav Emuna, were you honest in your business affairs? There's an interesting question. If somebody has something that is permissible, like a piece of some type of food, that's only mutter behefset meruva. The Chasam Sofer says you must notify the customer of that. And if not, it could be a question of having cheated him. The Prima Godim disagrees. He says, if a pi halacha, halakhli, it's permitted, the halacha is that one could sell it. The same thing, question comes up, if somebody bought a food that is really not kosher, and he ate the food b'shogig, and the halacha is that he is not obligated to pay. He says, I bought food, I intended to buy food for kosher food, not to buy food that is not kosher. Sif Beis, Kshem Shesh Issa Ois Nova Masa Matan, just like this halacha applies by business dealers, Kach Yesh Nova Schiris, this halacha also applies by rental, by kablonis if you're hiring a contractor, or by chilim atavea if you're doing money changing. Sif Gimel, Hanois V'nois V'mona, if somebody does business honestly, Ein HaChoshish Blainoa, he should not be concerned for no. What does that mean? Ketzad. If I say I bought this object for this amount, and kach and he writes l'stakabah, and this is the amount I want to profit. Even though he was cheated when he bought what he bought, and just because I was cheated when I bought it, doesn't give me the right to cheat somebody when I sold it, become makam zemutter. The scenario that was just painted is mutter. Shrei zekum efar shloi, that he's telling him explicitly, shloi yismach al shava mekach, don't look at what I'm selling you's true value is. El adam mishnas ba'adoi, I'm selling it based on what I paid for it.